Welcome to season 8 of the Carl Jackson Podcast. I am doing this podcast from San Diego, my home. And this episode is a little different. We were going to open up season 1 with Paul Crouch Jr. I'm sorry, not season 1, season 8, episode 1. We were going to open up with Paul Crouch Jr. And but I think that's going to be episode 2 at this point, because we've had some drama that happened the past few days, and we just thought, okay, you know what? Episode 1 is going to be different. I was going to do it in studio and decided not to do that, but I'm just going to do this here in our podcast studio. I wanted to talk about this incident that happened a few weeks ago that is still going on as we speak. As a matter of fact, I have to do a blog interview later today about this incident. So I'm referring to the Brian McKnight incident.
So lastly this week, I want to big up my man right here. See, he gets it. In order to live a life that you love, you have to get rid of the evil and the negativity, even if that evil and negativity is related. We want everyone to live a life that you love. Our hashtag, that's what it means. Hashtag, I love our life. But in order to do that, you have to get rid of all that evil and negativity. There's so many angry and upset and negative people out there. We want to use our platform as a place of positivity, a positivity platform. So hopefully, I mean, who knows, next week, maybe I'll only respond to positive comments. But we'll see. We'll see you next week.
So apparently, I made a comment, allegedly. No, I made a comment. So I made a comment about 4 or 5 weeks ago on Brian McKnight's page, referring to his new home. He bought a new home for his wife and his kids, and he was basically excited about it, and he thought that he wanted to share this news. But as I was looking at the post, I was reading all of the comments, a lot of the comments, and most of them were negative. They were trying to say that, first of all, let me just say this. Brian McKnight is an American music legend, I mean, he's a writer, a singer, producer. He's probably considered the top 5 R&B artists of our day, of our time. He's up there with Luther Vandross. He's up there with, you know, Marvin Gaye. He's on that list now, you know. So he's very, very legendary, right? So I'm looking at his page and I'm seeing all of these comments, and they're all negative. They're saying that he's, you know, a deadbeat. He mistreated his wife, and he's not acknowledging his other kids. And I mean, they're just going off. So I just got tired of seeing, I'm so fed up of seeing so many demonic influenced people who feel like they have to speak on anything that they feel is positive, right? And so it's like they can't believe that there are good people out here, that there are good people who deserve good things. And so what they do is they decide, you know what, I'm not going to celebrate with this person. And it doesn't just have to be Brian McKnight. It could be Brian Jones from Atlanta. It could be a Brian. It could be a Brian Jackson from Tupelo, Mississippi, you know. So it's not because it's Brian McKnight that I was defending it. It was just the fact that I'm just so tired of seeing negativity. So anyway, I decided to make a comment, and I basically said, you know, to all the people, I was talking to the people in the comment section, to all the people that continuously say that this man is not a good father to his kids, or he's a deadbeat dad, or whatever you guys are saying, you know, I said, you got to keep in mind that some family members are just pure evil. And I'll go as far as to say that some family members are actually from the spawn of Satan himself, the seed of Satan, the seed of darkness, you know, the snake, if you will. You know, some come from Adam and some come from, you know, the other, you know, I feel like Adam came from God, you know, A-T-O-M, A-D-A-M, the Adam, the original Adam comes from Prime Creator. I call Prime Creator Yahuwah. And so I do believe that certain, you know, even the scripture talks about let the wheat and tare grow together and God will judge the two. So I think there is demon seeds here on this planet. I think there are godly seeds here on this planet, but they both look human, right? They're both in the human suit. You know, so I always reckon it to the movie Avatar. You know, in Avatar, especially part two, Way of the Water, it talks about how the evil entities would take on the likeness of an avatar. And then they went into, you know, certain villages, and I'm paraphrasing the story, but they go into certain villages or whatever, and they become one with the villagers, so that they can learn their secrets, learn how they move, learn what they're doing, how they do it. And then they find a way to turn on them, turn against them, you know. So it's a real thing, especially people that have light in them or have special gifts or talents. There are people who are not of the great light, who are family members, who are friends. Some of you guys are married to them, and they act accordingly. They act according to their character, which is based out of either good, light, or fear, darkness, right? So I just said some family members are pure evil. And so you can't always assume that someone is being a deadbeat. Sometimes people are choosing to walk away from darkness as opposed to engaging with it. And that was pretty much my post, and you can look it up. I mean, it's all over the press, which is why I'm doing this podcast episode. It's all over the press, the part that says some family members can be pure evil. I don't know why that was the one thing that people picked up on. But anyway, Brian does a video about it. Brian McKnight, who, by the way, let me just say this before I talk about what he did. So I've been following Brian for a while. As a matter of fact, years ago, I'd say around 2012, 2013, his people approached me about taking on one of his show ideas. And I actually watched the episode, the premiere episode, the sizzle, if you want to call it that. We call it sizzle in our industry. And it was basically him trying to navigate through learning how to be a better father with his kids and his boys. And his boys also trying to navigate how to be better sons with their father. So I've been following this story ever since I saw that episode. It was a great episode. And it never got released, and the show never got picked up. We didn't pick it up at CJC, but I wanted to. I wish we had picked it up at this point. But we didn't pick up the show because we just felt like we didn't have the proper resources to promote it and premiere it correctly. You know, we just felt like this show is such a great show. We want to do it justice. So we end up, you know, passing on the show. But to make a long story short, ever since I saw that episode or the sizzle, I started following his, trajectory. Is that the word? I don't know if I'm saying it right. I started following his career. I started following more and more of his life. And I started to see that this guy is actually, he's kind of a cool cat. You know what I mean? Like, he's a cool cat. He's cool. Like, he's not, you know, this crazy guy that the press is trying to make him out to be. But I kept following and I kept following and I kept following and I kept following. And I saw all the ups and downs, and him, you know, his sons were the first people to respond and say that their dad was this bad guy all of a sudden. Now, keep in mind, these sons were in his wedding to his now present wife. His sons did songs with their father, Brian. He toured with these guys, his sons. So I'm seeing all this. And so by the time they switch it to, oh, he's a lame dad, he's a deadbeat. And keep in mind, these are grown kids saying this. I'm like, well, there's smoke, there's fire. Like, something is up. But then I started doing more investigation, and I was, and when I say there's smoke, there's fire, I'm meaning from the boys' side. I'm like, if they're trying to all of a sudden change their tune, then that means there are some lies here. That's what I meant by where there's smoke, there's fire. So if they're trying to start this smoke all of a sudden, then they're gaslighting. Somebody is starting this fire, and for what reason? You know, for what reason? So for me, it was like, you guys are saying Brian is a deadbeat. He's not a deadbeat. I've been watching this career. I even remember the cover of Albany Magazine from 2000, 2004, 5, I guess, maybe even older than that. And it was him and his first wife and the boys on the cover. And so, you know, deadbeat dads, I'm a father, right? Deadbeat dads don't do that. That's not how they roll. They don't even acknowledge it. Real, true deadbeat dads do not acknowledge their kids at all. Estranged from your kids is different than being a deadbeat where you don't take care of your kids. Like, you know, that's two different things. That's two different scenarios. There's two different perspectives. There's two different way of thinking. This is a guy who believes in love. He writes love songs. And we're not talking about the R. Kelly type of love song where there's nasty, gritty, nasty stuff. We're talking genuine love songs. I mean, couples have gotten married to Brian McKnight songs. Couples have hired him to sing at their wedding all over the world. Couples take their wives to see him in concert. I mean, he's probably our modern day, you know, Teddy Pendergrass, I think his name is Pendergrass, or I don't know how to say his name, Marvin Gaye. You know, he's that guy for our generation, right? So to all of a sudden see this man be this bad guy, it just wasn't adding up for me. And then you got to take into consideration that his wife, his now wife, is not saying anything derogatory about his ex-wife, about how all the drama she's been through. You know, she's been through some stuff. I mean, if you look at older tapes of Brian, videos of Brian, he talks about how the boys basically turned. They went from having this blended family to all of a sudden they didn't like the stepmother. She even tried to get both boys hired at her hospital, the children's hospital, where she's a doctor. She's studying to be a doctor, or she is a doctor. I think she's a doctor. And the boys, you know, had jobs waiting for them, full benefits. I mean, full benefit package, the whole bit. And the boys wouldn't show up for the interview. So, you know, when you hear these type of things, and then all of a sudden now he's a deadbeat dad, it just makes me, it made me cringe. So anyway, I made the comment thinking that the comment was just going to be there and it wasn't going to be no big thing. And that was be the end of it. I did it just out of respect for Brian. I just did not want to see all of these comments be so negative when he's just trying to, you know, show that his life is great. He's happy and his new home. And so cut to last week, he decides to respond to my comment by video. And not only does he respond, he he highlighted the part where he says, you know, some family members could be some family members can be pure evil. And I thought that was funny because I didn't say that thinking that it would start the dog and pony show. I mean, it has been pandemonium since this thing has been put out. I mean, anyway, he highlights that part and he posts it on his Instagram. And obviously it was a lot of people that saw that. And I think at this point it's almost 200,000 people that's watched the video. And so, you know, that was the end of it for me. I just thought, okay, he posted it. You know, I got a few little people that came around leaving little comments, you know, trying to disrespect me because I defended him. And how dare you say his family is pure evil, which is not what I said. I never said that his family was pure evil or his boys were pure evil. As a matter of fact, I was referring to my own situation with my daughter and her family. My daughter's family. My daughter's 11, and I've talked about my daughter and that whole struggle. But without going into a long drawn out thing about my daughter, her family on her my daughter's mother's family have never really liked me. You know, they've always had negative things to say about me. So when I made the comment, I was thinking about myself. I was like, you know, there's, you know, Brian is a good guy. I know because I've been through some of the same stuff that Brian has went through. I've said some of the same things that he said. You know, I've been in that moment. I've been that guy. So I could relate. You understand what I'm saying? So for me, when I said some family members can be pure evil, I was referring to what I've experienced. Not my daughter. I don't think my daughter is evil. I'm saying her family. And my concern has always been family can influence your kid. Don't ever think that your uncles, the aunts, the grandmothers, the grandpas, the in-laws, they can influence your kids. I remember one time my daughter was about 5 years old and I dropped her off at her grandmother's house, her and her mom, and they were there for like a week. And she ran out the house, "Daddy, daddy, daddy, I love you so much." And she gives me this big hug and she's hugging on me and she just would not let me go. And I said, "What's going on?" She says, "You would never just leave us, would you?" And I said, "Why would you think that? You know, why would you even assume something like that? Like, why would you say that?" She said, "Oh, I was just wondering." I said, "Let me tell you something, little girl." She's about 5 years old. I said, "I don't care if the sun and the moon is melting. Your dad is never going to leave you. Even when I'm dead, I'll come back as a ghost and watch you." You know, like I was just letting her know daddy would never just abandon you. And so she says, "I knew you wouldn't. I know you would not do that. I was just asking basically." And that bothered me, man. That just pissed me off because I kept thinking, what kind of two-legged creature that call themselves human would even attempt to say that to a five-year-old or would make a five-year-old question if their dad would be there for them? Like, what clown suit wearing human would attempt to make a child feel that way, to feel that insecurity? And so from that moment on, I started to do research on people and humans. And that's how I've come to the realization that some humans are not in human form. They're walking demons. They're walking evil beings that are in the form of grandmas, cousins, mothers, dads, sisters, brothers. And just because they're human does not mean that they're not being influenced by Satan, or they are not being influenced by Lucifer and are not working for Lucifer. They could be working for Lucifer either under the influence unknowingly, but most of the time, I think they know and don't give a flip. That's my word. They don't give a flip. And I'm sorry for my harsh tone, but I'm very, 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 very adamant about protecting the light. And I don't care how and what way I've got to do it. I'm protecting my light and I want to spread the light everywhere I go. This little light of mine, this big light of mine, it's not little, this big light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Bump the little stuff. This big light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. And I want it to ignite a light shining fire all across this earth to kill and destroy the demonic spirit. Yes. So anyway, back to Brian McKnight. He posted some kind of way. It got picked up by The Wire. When I say The Wire, meaning the press. Because my phone, Thursday or Friday of last week, my phone started to blow up. And it was from comments from different people. People sending me DMs. And they were all hate mail. It was all hate mail, you know. And I'm just like, what the heck is going on? Like, what is this about, you know? And lo and behold, I didn't even know this because I'm so focused on keeping my light pure that I don't even keep up with what's going on and who did what and the gossip and all that. Because that's just negativity that you're basically feeding your life. And so you wonder why your life is going bad. It's because you're feeding yourself with negativity. And when you gossip, you know, gossip is the first and the easiest way for your karma to be bad. Because as you're looking at others and judging others, guess what? It returns to you. So as you judge others, you're being judged. And as you looking at other people's karma and judging them, guess what? It's returned to you. So if drama, if you're looking at somebody else's drama and you're excited, then guess what? That drama comes back to you in your life. Because the brain doesn't know the difference between you just getting some gossip or you wanting gossip in your life. And so I don't watch it. I don't look at it. I don't focus on it. Anyway, it was 7 hours up on the Shade Room. The Shade Room had picked it up. And it was there for 7 hours. And I didn't even know. So, but I was wondering why I was getting all these hate mail. I thought it was coming from Brian McKnight's page. You know, I didn't think it was coming. I didn't know it was because it was picked up by the Shade Room. The Shade Room is, by the way, is like, what, 27, 28 million people who look at this site. And it's the site basically for urban news. Well, then once the Shade Room picked it up, everybody else starts picking it up. I mean, Page Six picked it up. The Daily Wire picked it up. I mean, forget some of the other people. I mean, some of the blogs on YouTube start picking it up. And so now you're seeing this post with my face on it and my name. And so now it's global. At this point, it's global. And so, and trust me, I know it's global because of the comments that I'm getting, the DMs that I'm getting, and even people finding my business page and leaving comments there. We've had to put some extra security on our business page because of it. So it's been an interesting few days. But I'm okay with it, and I'm gonna tell you why. Because, you know, even though that particular piece was highlighted, pure evil, some family members can be pure evil, was highlighted, and yeah, it brought a lot of negative attention, I think there's a bigger plan that Yahuwah, the universe, is up to. I think what's happening is that we're starting to see a change. And, you know, Cat Williams, a lot of people talked about his interview that he did on Club. I dare not say the word Shay twice. I'm gonna say Club Shay. I'm gonna leave it there. I'm not saying that word twice. Club Shay. I'm not doing it. Anyway, the interview that he did with Club Shay, Shannon Sharp. I'd rather say Shannon Sharp. you know, that was the start of a change in the garden. You know, now a lot of people think that that whole interview was contrived and made up, and, you know, Cat Williams is actually working for that side and he's evil, he's not good, and all of that could be true, but it doesn't change Yahuwah's plan. And that's how I see this whole thing. I think that it's not by accident that one of Yahuwah's chosen light barriers, light beings, which I consider myself an earth angel, it's not by accident that my words, some family members can be pure evil. It wasn't by accident that Yahuwah allowed that to be plastered all over the world during a time in my life where I'm dealing with family issues and Brian is dealing with the same issues. That's not by accident. There's a huge fight. There's a huge spell, if you will, that is being cast over the world to break up families. I'm going to say that again. There is a whole plan where they're trying to break up families, period. So if anything, they're upset that Brian is married. He's happy. He's showing this happiness. I saw one comment that said, there's no way that woman is that happy. I think he's beating her. So you mean to tell me that everything is evil, that there couldn't be any? So just because you experience evil stuff all the time, that doesn't mean that everybody, that doesn't mean that everybody's experienced evil. But you think because you don't believe in good, that there are good people out there, that everybody's got to be evil. You know, like, how dare you think that this man is beating his wife, you know, just because she's so happy? There's no such thing as, in your mind, there's no such thing as people being extremely happy for real. It's got to be a catch 22. You know, so just saying that, it just lets me know there's a huge fight. There's a huge attack on families. And if you've noticed, I'm not married myself. I want to be married even more so than ever, because I understand the attack. But I've been attacked in my personal life in that area because they know that if I'm married, oh yeah, I'm going to wreck the world with light. With me and my wife, we're going to wreck it, because I believe in building families. You know, we've been taught so many lies, like the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. But the Trinity really was about God, man, and woman. That was the Holy Trinity, because when man and woman merge together and become one flesh under God, they're powerful. That's where the whole scripture comes in at, when it says where two or three are gathered in his name, he is in the midst. So when two come together, two becomes three. He's in the midst. He's the third. He's the third party. He is the third party God. But Satan has replaced the third party with satanicness, evilness. That's why you see all these people who are lacking human empathy, human connection with dogs and cats. This whole animal phenomenon is insane, because people have replaced husband and wife love, that, by the way, the kids watch to become better citizens in the world. They replace that with human connection with dogs and cats. Everybody's got a dog. Everybody's got a cat. Couples are calling their dogs and pets their kids. Single people are staying single because they got a dog. They got a cat. They got this. They got that. And Satan has disrupted. That's all satanic. An animal is supposed to be a companion to human. You know, a food source, earth source, you know, to help the earth in some way, to help mankind as a whole. That's what dogs were for. They were not to be used as husband and wife connections or pets or bestiality, all these things that are going on right now. That's not what animals were for. The fact that you got to go to a grocery store and see the sign, do not put your dog in a food cart basket, tells you how messed up the world has become. To see how many people who you support animals for real because they need it, and they're lying and trying to take these dogs on planes, you know, because, you know, support animals don't, you know, it's so easy, and it's so easy to know when they're lying, because support animals act a certain way. I'm not going to put out there what support animals do versus what these people that play like they got support animals do, because I don't want to even want to tell them how to keep getting away with it. But I know for a fact that there are certain things that animals do when they're on a plane, when they are trained to be a support animal, versus animals that are emotional support animals, where they're just there because you just want your dog there. You're using your dog as your human connection. God designed us to have human connection, but we have traded that in for other connections. And so there's an attack. And the devil doesn't think of it as, I want to send everybody to hell. Mm-mm. He just doesn't want you following God, Yahuwah. He just doesn't want you following nature. He doesn't care if you go down a different road and it's a dead end. He doesn't care if you need your self-righteousness to feel like you're doing God's work. He'll let you have all that. Oh, you're doing God? You want to feel like you're doing God's work? Okay, so say it this way or do it that way. Your self-righteousness is fine in Satan's eyes. In Lucifer's eyes, he's okay with your self-righteousness. He's cool with all of that. He just doesn't want you to follow nature, God's design for your life. Because God's design for our lives is to serve through marriage. That was the purpose of all of creation, was for us to serve each other. And as we serve each other, we're teaching our kids how to serve humanity and each other when they get married. And then it's like a fire. It ignites. It ignites. We were never supposed to not be married and join into union with one person. That was never supposed to happen. This whole single life, and I got to take time for me, and it's about me rebuilding me. And no. The husband is supposed to serve the wife and her and her needs, and the wife was supposed to serve her husband and his needs. That was how it's supposed to be, because there's a joy in giving. There's a joy that comes in sharing. There's a joy that comes with loving. And so that's what marriage was for. It was to teach us how to love every day. It is not a choice, because it's joy. It's a joy in giving. I'm supposed to find out what you need in your life if you're my wife, and learn how to be the best at it to serve you. And you as my wife is supposed to learn the best way how to serve me as your husband. That was what this whole thing was about. That was the design of it. But some kind of way it got convoluted into, I'm not your slave. And that's what I'm hearing a lot of women say. I'm not your slave. You want me? You got to have this. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to have this kind of money. You got to do that. And it's not just black women. I'm just doing the black voice because it's the funniest. But it's every race, every culture are having this struggle right now, where the woman, and the devil attacks the woman first, because if he can get that woman, it's like the Garden of Eden. If he can get that woman to disobey God, that man will follow, because man is designed to protect his woman, to protect his wife. That's one of his, that's one of his attributes. That's one of his characteristics. Is when if he's married, he's going to protect his wife. So he's going to innately follow her, even if he knows she's wrong, just because he's got to go there to protect her. And then the woman, she's led astray, going in a different direction. And then who has the power? Not the woman. No, it's Lucifer. So people are not serving according to God's law. They're serving each other. They're serving selfishly according to Lucifer's law. That's what's going on. You're only going to serve one or two masters, either Yahuwah, God that we call God, or you're serving Lucifer and his army and his people. And again, keep in mind, Lucifer doesn't care. He's not trying to take people to hell. He's just trying to take people away from God. It's your choice. He just wants you to be stagnant and not focus on what you're supposed to be doing, your mission. That's all he cares about, wasting your time. Is there a heaven? Is there a hell after life? I believe it is. I believe your karmically, whatever you put out in this life is going to come to you in the afterlife. But it's not so much about what is hell like. Is it going to be fire and brimstone and all this? No one knows, and I don't want to know. I don't ever want to know what it is that could be a hell after in the afterlife. But I can tell you this. In this life, which counts right now, what you do determines the hell or heaven you're going to live in while you're still on this planet. And the more you go away from God's law, the way God intended for this to be, the bigger your hell you're going to create on this planet. And so my response to all the people who had a problem with my comment is, I don't care. I work for Yahuwah. And when Yahuwah tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. I believe that Yahuwah and Yahusha runs supreme and reigns supreme over all things that are of pure divine light. That's what I believe. And I am put on this planet to spread light through my movies, through my music, through our companies, through our television networks. That is my job. And I'm going to boldly do that. Because if Justin Timberlake can do a music video where blood is coming out of a demon's mouth into his mouth and he becomes one with a demon, then why can I not spread my light and spread it and permeate it through all of the earth the way Yahuwah wants me to? And it's not just for me to do this. You that are listening to me, some of you are demonic that are listening to me. I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the ones that are of light that are listening to me. Spread your light. Don't let no demon in heaven. Well, there's no demon in heaven, but there's no demon. Let no demon in hell distract you from this. Let every angel, divine angel from heaven, lead you and guide you. But don't let no demon from any parts of earth realm or hell realm detour you from spreading your light. Because your light is the soul. And the devil wants to take out the soul. That's the whole, his whole job is to take out the light. And so marriage, that's why the Bible says, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and obtains favor. You get additional favor when you choose your wife. So I'm getting ready to choose my wife at some point in the next couple years. I don't know who she's going to be. I've got some couple candidates here and there, but I'm not really looking as much as I'm allowing. Big difference. Looking, you choose demonic people. I've done that too many times in my life. I'm not going to do it anymore. But allowing for things to happen naturally, that's a different thing. So I'm learning to allow things to happen naturally. And the thing about Satan or Lucifer is they don't know how to do anything naturally. They have to do everything flamboyantly. It's got to be big and gothic and colorful and Gucci. And it's just got to be this pretentious look. It's got to be huge. And it's very tempting. Oh, my God, it's very tempting. Are you kidding me? Even Christ was tempted. Remember when he was standing on top of the high mountain and Lucifer told him, all these things I'll give you if you bow and worship me. And the Christ, Yahusha, looked at him and said, all these things my Father in heaven, Yahuwah, made. So why would I do a deal with you, the middleman, when I can just go directly to the man and get anything I want? All of the things that you see right now, Yahuwah, my God, Yahuwah, created. So why do I need you, the middleman? Why do I need an agent? Why do I need you to be my agent, my manager, over something that is already mine? And see, that's the thing that people miss, is that we already belong to Yahuwah. If you come from light, you have access. You have extreme access to amazing opportunities, amazing feats, amazing strengths, amazing characteristics, amazing tools that nature has given you. Think about it. Everything on this planet was supposed to be free. And every species on the planet get to live here for free except human. Isn't that interesting? It's interesting, huh? How Lucifer has found a way to make man sit in this matrix and live and have to be a slave to a fake thing called money. Because money distracts. Money, if you don't have money, you're stagnant. You can't do the work of Yahuwah on the planet. So the devil, Lucifer, put that little thing in there called money so that people like me would have to always focus on that for a minute to even get to the next stage of freedom to produce the things that God wants us to produce on this planet. But guess what? No more. No more. People of light are in control now. We're going to lead this country and the world toward light. We're going to elevate Earth to its highest potential so that those demon seed monsters will have no choice but to escape and leave or go underground or go to a certain part of the earth and live like animals. Whatever they got to do, that's what they're going to have to do. But no more being afraid. And let me tell you this, be very, 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 very vigilant. I don't know what word I'm trying to say. Be very, very focused. How about that? On knowing who you're talking to. Don't judge it. No, but just know. Look in their eyes. Look into their spirit. Know who you're talking to. I'm talking to the people of light. I'm not talking to you demon seed people. I'm talking to the people of light. Know when you're dealing with a demon. I don't care if it's your mama. I don't care if it's your dad. Let me tell you something. If you was a devil and you wanted to disrupt God's work, wouldn't you start with making sure that that baby came into earth like Moses came with a lot of karmics, people trying to kill the baby? Wouldn't you want to put that child into a situation where its mom or its dad might be evil, or his sisters or brothers might be evil, or the cousins might be evil? Of course. We came to earth knowing that this was a possibility because Satan gets to be the power of magic, dark magic on this planet. So we came here when we were of light. We knew, okay, we go here, it's going to be a dark situation. And so anything could happen. So just be prepared. But we came here already equipped. We knew innately, even as babies. You know, if you ever seen a baby around certain people, it starts smiling and it's happy and it's like, oh, I'm so happy. And then another person holds the baby and the baby just starts crying its butt off. It's because that baby can pick up on that energy of that person. And even though that person is smiling and happy and, oh, look, well, I don't know why he doesn't like me or why she doesn't like me. It's because that baby came straight from heaven. It knows something ain't right. You've also seen babies that got the attitude of, you just know something is off with this child. Something, I don't know. Ever since it was a baby, something was off. We come here knowing what our missions are. And some missions are good and some missions are bad. But the ones that are meant to change the world. And let me just say this. There are some people who are here who are actually good people, but they've been led astray. They've been led to darkness. And it's up to us who are of light, who have been awakened, to awaken the ones that are trapped in darkness. There's a lot of people on this planet like that. But I'm one of the ones... I'm one of the ones that are part of the 144,000. There's 144,000 people that are of pure light, earth angels, and then there are 72,000 couples of that light. And so when I find my bride, who is of the 144,000, will be a powerful couple, one of the 72,000 couples. And I can't wait to do the work that we're supposed to do going into the future. Technology is not going to run anything. AI is not running nothing. AI is just nothing but Satan's version of trying to emulate God. Everything that AI is doing, it stole from humans, from people of pure light. It stole from nature. AI created nothing. That's why it's called artificial intelligence. Because artificial means it was based off of something real. So if that's artificial intelligence, what is the real intelligence? I tell you what it is. It's nature. That's the real intelligence. The real intelligence are the ones that operate in Yahuwah's light. That's the real intelligence. So artificial intelligence could not possibly compete with Yahuwah and the intelligence that is given us in nature. So don't be fooled by AI. AI is just a trick of Lucifer to try to mimic God, to harness human power, to harness our energy so it could create its own version of paradise, but controlled and ran by Lucifer. But we ain't falling for it. I ain't falling for it. And as long as I have a voice, I'm going to continue to speak truth to power. And let me just say this. I dare not defend Brian McKnight if I didn't feel that he was a good father. I wouldn't dare defend him. Is he a perfect man? He could be. I don't know. If he's not, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not. But if he is a perfect man, I wouldn't be surprised with that either. But you know, because I'm hearing people say, well, you know, he cheated on his wife, he beat on his wife, he did this, he did that. I don't know that. You know, let me tell you something. You can see me beat an old woman that's 85 years old and kick her down a flight of stairs, and you'd be like, oh my God, how could Carl do that? I can't believe that he kicked this old woman down a flight of stairs. But everything has a perspective. Everything has a perspective. For as you know, I kicked the old lady down the flight of stairs. But what if that old lady was dressed as an old lady and had kept me in a dungeon in her house for 4 days and was beating me, and I escaped and I ran, and then she caught up with me, and all you saw was me beating this old lady. You came in at that part of the story. You know, it's like an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. Imagine a person running out, Larry David running out of a grocery store, and somebody's running after him, and the cops show up as he's running, and the cops swarm Larry David, and they think, what did Larry David do? This woman is chasing him. The cops don't know what's happening, only to find out the lady is running toward him because he forgot his keys. And then it ends with the theme music. I mean, perspective is everything. So you don't know when the people make these stories about he beat his wife, he did this. Anybody can say anything for any reason. You can sue anybody for any reason. That doesn't make it true. Doesn't make it accurate. So I'm not going to sit here and say this man beat his wife, his first wife. I can tell you this. That second wife, his wife he's married to now, there's no way she... I've seen this woman, her attitude, her spirit. There's no way that woman would be married to that man. And those kids who one is going, I think, going to college and learn and is becoming an attorney. The other one is a doctor, I think. There's no way these kids would be so brilliant and loving. And he's been with this woman now for almost 12, 13 years or going on 12, 13 years. There's no way that woman would still be in that relationship and that happy if Brian was this guy that was beating up women. And you would hear a heck of a lot of stories about Brian beating up women if it was true. I mean, they, you know, look, the way they went after R. Kelly and Bill Cosby, trust me, if Brian has some skeletons, we find out, especially now. But they don't have, I don't think they have any skeletons to pull out. That's why they keep going back to this same lame story that he's a deadbeat father to grown kids. So, in my defense, I just say, let's not judge other people. Let's just learn to grow, love each other, leave, mind your own business. You know, because that's what I'm realizing. A lot of people that are talking about Brian are people who got stuff in their own life. And so they're projecting onto Brian, you know, their trauma. And they want to make him like to be the guy that holds their trauma. Brian ain't going to be the guy that hold your trauma. And I'm not going to be the guy that hold your trauma. Like I've been telling a lot of these people in these comments, look, I don't care what people who are unhealed have to say about me. Until you're healed, I ain't got nothing to say to you. And far as I know, you may not be somebody that want to be healed. Like I said, there's a lot of people walking in demon form as human. So either way it goes, you know, I'm not the one. Because one thing I'm learning too, also before I go, one thing I'm learning is sometimes people are just looking for drama. Case in point, my comment. All that people cared about was the part where he says pure evil. Now, notice he never said his kids were evil. He just said, even if it's related, you got to cut the evil out. Even if it's related, meaning if some I took it to mean if someone in your family is doing evil or acting in an evil way, then you have the right to cut that out of your life. But people chose to hear what they wanted to hear. Oh, he said his kids are evil. Nobody said that anybody's kids were evil. He didn't say that, and neither did I. But people like to look for the one sentence that you said in a paragraph because they're looking for evil. They're looking for the mistake. They're looking for you to be the bad guy. And so what I've learned is those are people who have, they're dealing with trauma. They're unhealed. I had one girl who sent a DM and said, black men are the scum of the earth. And that's why you guys are at the lowest of the totem pole in every aspect of life and blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, this woman is so dumb. She don't even know that as she's talking about the black man, she's talking about herself too, because she's a black woman. She's a black woman. So sometimes people just say things because of their own bitterness and trauma. And so I don't argue with unhealed people, but I do put them in their place. I do put them in their place. And so I hope this gives you my side of it. I'm sure you'll see a couple blogs, maybe one blog I'm going to do in the coming days, or I think I'm actually supposed to do it later today, in fact, but I don't know when they're going to release it. But I wanted to address it in the first episode of the Carl Jackson Podcast, Season 8, because I just felt like this was very important that we address this, and it's addressed. That's my official statement about this whole thing. This is my official sermon about it. And I hope you enjoyed this particular episode. Until next time, you be blessed.